Centaur Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Deadly by Craig Halloran. Narrated by Tim Campbell. Chapter 1. Within the walls of Castle Janders, inside the ceremonial hall where the wedding of Tobias and Janna was taking place, a bristling Nath stepped into the center aisle and shouted, "I object!" Tobias turned and faced the young warrior. Shooting Nath a knowing look, he tossed his head back and laughed. Nath shrank inside his clothing. Tobias's laughter was like a splash of water down his back. It cooled his burning veins. The curious stares of the guests bore into him. A moment earlier, he had been disguised as an elf, but now he'd transformed into a man. On the platform, the cleric performing the ceremony blinked. Next to the cleric, Princess Janna's back straightened. Her beautiful eyes widening, she moved toward Nath. Tobias hooked her arm and pulled her back. "Be still, dear." The other members of the Black Hand standing on the platform glared at Nath. Cullen, the grizzled, balding dwarf, unhooked his battle axe from his back and started down the steps.
"I'll handle this, intervener."
"Cullen, be still," Tobias ordered. Janna wriggled against him. He twisted her arm behind her back and shoved her into the arms of Nina and Worm, who held Janna fast. Worm sniggered. Tobias lifted his hands and addressed the guests. "Friends and citizens, I apologize for this abrupt interruption, but it seems that we have an uninvited guest, which, if you take a closer look, you will recognize as the man who kidnapped Princess Janna over 2 years ago." There were many audible gasps and looks of confusion. "You see, he recently escaped from Slaver Town, and it seems that he has returned to—" He tilted his head. "Object to a wedding." He shrugged. "A very odd move for a fugitive."
"You are full of lies, Tobias," Nath fired back. "Your words are poison. That goes for all of you."
He pointed the sledgehammer at the Black Hand members. The gem on the top of the hammer radiated brightly. So did the gemstone mounted on the top of his gauntlet. The flames that were momentarily doused inside him kindled again.
"I'm here to set the record straight."
Tobias rolled his eyes. The grand chamber fell silent. "Says the man who burned down our cherished Oxen Inn and cut our beloved Counselor Nina's hand off. This is comical. What do you expect to do? Take me out with that hammer?" Tobias's hand fell on his sword pommel. "You are surrounded by the finest soldiers and my most loyal hands. You will only bring destruction to yourself and possibly harm others. You should be wise and turn yourself in, for there is only one way out, and that is death." The guests stirred, faces beaded with sweat. Women clung to their husbands and escorts. Hands fell on weapons that hung from their hips. The soldiers on the outskirts of the room slowly crept toward Nath. He could hear more guards barring the doors in the back. Nath didn't want any innocent people getting hurt, but he was too close to his goal to turn back now. Still, something was bothering him. Darkin stood behind him, quiet as a mouse. The rest of the elves, the suspected Caligan on the left and the Brothers of the Wind on the right, remained still as water. Even Hacksaw didn't budge an inch. Nath swallowed. What is with Darkin and Mayfon? They stand there doing nothing? The old wizened cleric cleared his throat. He rubbed spittle from the corner of his mouth on his priestly robes.
"It is in the written law that one man may challenge another in a ceremony of objection. They can cross swords or wrestle."
A wrinkled smile formed on his lips.
"I saw someone object once when I was a young acolyte. The men wrestled for hours over the bride's hand. She ended up marrying the challenger. I remember he had long hair and fingers like sticks, but he wrestled like a snake."
Tobias gave the cleric a boorish look. "He can't challenge me. He's not a guest. He's a fugitive and a kidnapper. He's but a moment away from being locked in irons and being carted back to Slaver Town. I'm sure the orcs in the south will be very eager to see him again."
"Oh, I see." The cleric scratched his head. Should I carry on with the ceremony, or are you supposed to arrest him? He's just standing there, sort of interfering."
Tobias's fingers drummed on the pommel of his sword. He craned his neck, staring into the crowd as if he too was expecting something to happen. His eyes focused primarily on the elves, who didn't appear to blink, or even breathe, for that matter.
"Let's just kill him, Tobias, and get it over with," Cullen suggested. "I'm ready to drink some ale and celebrate."
"Agreed," Worm chimed in, making a goofy giggle as he toyed with Janna's hair. Appalled, she shrank away. Behind Nath, the soldiers slowly made their way down the aisle, shoulder to shoulder, three rows deep. More soldiers came around toward the front. With a perplexed look on his face, Tobias said to Nath, "To be clear, are you going to surrender or not?" Nath hefted the sledgehammer over his shoulder. The purplish gemstone shined on his face. He managed a smile.
"You don't want to find out what this hammer can do. Trust me. I drop it down and things are going to get really nasty."
He looked beyond the thrones on the platform at his sword Fang that hung over the fireplace. His father had given him that sword and Nath intended to get it back. "Give me my sword and Janna and walk away and I won't make a mess of this place."
Tobias's shoulders shook as he laughed. "So you came to steal my bride? Ha! Every moment becomes more ludicrous than the last. No, interloper, I won't be entertaining any more of your malicious ideas. Soldiers of Jander, take him."
Chapter 2 Nath started into a downward swing. Darkin stepped forward and said,
"I challenge Lord Tobias for the hand of Princess Janna."
Checking his swing, Nath turned to face Darkin. Underneath his breath, he said, "This is your plan?" Talking quietly back, Darkin said,
"No, but you ruined my plan."
Nath gave a quick, unbridled reply. "Your plan was to stand there and do nothing while the fate of the city unfolded."
"We are outnumbered severely, and you would get us all killed. Now, let me try to get all of us out of this."
Darkin stepped past Nath toward the thrones.
"May I address Lord Tobias?
Frankly, I tire of this wedding being interrupted by fools. You can address me once Nath is in irons and on his way back to Slavertown."
"The challenge has been made. It must be honored or withdrawn," the cleric said.
He fanned himself with his floppy sleeve.
"It's getting toasty in here. We need to get on with whatever it is we are going to do before my voice becomes as dry as parchment. Hey, Darkin, is it? Do you withdraw your challenge?"
"In the name of peace, I hope to do something ceremonial."
Darkin cast a nervous look at Nath. "I didn't want to see what happened when he dropped that hammer into those stones. I merely wanted to delay and avoid danger. Not that I'm a coward of any sort, but I don't want to see innocent people get hurt."
"You've made your point, so withdraw the challenge," Tobias said.
Looking Tobias dead on, Darkin snaked his sword scalpel out of the scabbard. The audience gasped. The cleric stepped back.
"Oh, my."
He searched out Princess Janna.
"Milady, do you accept this man as your champion? It would be best to say no, then we could move on. I'm getting hungry and would like to eat soon."
Janna's stare fixed on Darkin. She made a pleasing look.
"I do."
The cleric shrugged.
"It's settled, then. Let there be a test of steel, and to the victor goes the bride."
Darkin smirked. Tobias let out a quick, scoffing laugh.
"Have you gone mad, Darkin? You're an interpreter and a businessman, a bridge between man and elf. Your foolishness will cost you a century's worth of relationships."
Darkin slowly made his way up the steps with his sword poised to strike.
"You can always withdraw and let your bride-to-be be mine."
"Withdraw? I'm the finest swordsman for 100 leagues. I'll not back down to anyone."
Tobias's brows buckled. He slipped his sword out of the sheath. "Today, it seems, there will be a wedding and a funeral." Nath cast a quick glance at Mayfon. Her mouth hung open, and her eyes were glued on the platform. Haxaw stood beside her with his hand on his hilt. He'd come to life, still appearing like an elf, but watching the advancing soldiers who circled the stage. Nath's blood rushed through his ears. The entire incident had become nothing but bizarre. He didn't know what to do. On the platform, holding Janna around the waist, Nina said,
"Tobias, what is going on? You shouldn't be fighting this man. Compose yourself.
He called it, the leader of the Black Hand said with murder in his eyes. I'll finish it. Clear the stage. Everyone on the platform moved down the steps except the old cleric, who sat down on one of the throne chairs, trembling from age. He closed his eyes and started praying. Mayfawn eased beside Nath. All eyes were on the stage. The soldiers even stopped their advance, eyeing the two swordsmen who slowly circled one another.
I really have no idea what he is doing, she whispered to Nath, shaking her head. I just don't know.
For the moment, Nath was safe. Darkin had taken all of the attention off Nath. There wasn't a single eye cast anywhere but on the stage. Tobias was a tall, well-built man with the sleekness of a natural athlete. Decorated in his black armor, he appeared deadly as a viper. Across from him, only a few feet away, Darkin stood in a fighter's stance that seemed out of place in the decorative attire he wore. There was a powerful allure about him that seemed to bristle around him. Darkin's eyes hardened on Tobias. The easy tone in his voice was gone. You think you're the finest swordsman within 100 leagues? Well, let me tell you, you aren't even the finest swordsman in the room. Quick as a snake, Tobias thrust his sword at Darkin's chest. Darkin backstepped and parried to the sound of ringing steel. The leader of the Black Hand pressed the attack, unleashing a flurry of slashes and thrusts. His expertly crafted blade flicked back and forth like a shiny snake's tongue, driving Darkin backward into the vacant throne. Locking swords, they came breast to breast. You fight well, but one of the best. Darkin scowled at him. He shoved Tobias back. I don't think so. Nath counted every stroke of steel Tobias turned loose. He'd launched 20 attacks, and Darkin parried them all with perfect technique. Tobias's chest labored. Sweat drenched his brow. Darkin breathed easily. Earlier, when Darkin had sliced the acorns that Nath tossed into the air, Darkin showed he had speed and skill. But Master Elwine, the dragon weapon master, had taught Nath that many weapon masters could perform many tricks and master techniques, but that didn't translate into a real battle when one's life was on the line. He's the real thing. They both are. Hunkered down, the fighters circled once more. Tobias slid his foot forward, his sword arm cocked back. Darkin struck out with his sword. The blades clashed. Clang! Darkin's masterful sword strokes pushed Tobias backward. The black-haired man parried in a frenzy. He tried to counter the attacks, but Darkin's short thrusts cut in. Tobias slid his head to the side, dodging Darkin's sword tip. Tobias backpedaled, putting a gap between them and puffing for breath. You're out of shape, Tobias. Darkin paused his advance. Perhaps there's been too much wedding planning and not enough practicing. And is that little bulge protruding over your belt? Perhaps the wine you guzzle slows the blood in your veins. Tobias's jaw clenched. He wiped the sweat from his face with his forearm. Shut your mouth, interpreter!
Will the both of you stop this? Nina shouted. Tobias, yield. There is no need for this foolish display of ego. Agreed.
The exotic sorceress Virgo made her way up the steps with her elegant fingers glowing at her sides.
Darkin, you are our guest. What is the meaning of this madness? I insist that you withdraw this insane challenge for Jenna's hand. Tobias is not the enemy.
She pointed at Nath.
He is.
Chapter 3 As all heads slowly turned toward Nath, Darkin cut them off. I see you have your women fighting your battles for you, Tobias. Perhaps they should be swinging that sword, not you. A few blasts of choking laughter sputtered throughout the room. Tobias's face turned red. Nina, Virgo, stay out of this. You can always yield. Darkin spun his sword in his hand. There is no dishonor in that. You can do something else, such as live. Tobias glared at Darkin. I don't know what is going on here, but there will only be one groom today, and that groom will be me. He held out his sword, squeezing the handle so hard that he shook. His sword blade shimmered with a deep purple light. The guests gasped as the strange light passed into Tobias's body. His eyes glazed over with a purple haze. His voice became hollow and dark. You fool, Darkin. You shall regret this.
Now I've summoned my sword's power, and I will have your head."
Nath's neck hairs stood on end. Tobias's voice drew shrieks from the women and some of the men as he advanced on Darkin like a hungry animal awakened from a long sleep. He'd become more than a man, powered by something ancient and mystic. Seeing Darkin's confident expression falter, Nath advanced a step. Mayfon held him back.
"No."
Tobias attacked. His glimmering purple blade struck out like a flash of lightning. A shower of mystic sparks danced off the colliding blades. With a wild look in his eyes, Tobias attacked faster, using heavy thrusts and chops. With boundless energy, he pushed Darkin back across the floor. Bang, clang, clang, clang! Laboring to block the attacks, Darkin landed on a knee in front of the throne where the cleric sat. The old man pulled his feet up into the seat and cowered. Ducking underneath Tobias's sideswing, Darkin darted between the throne chairs. He distanced himself, puffing for breath.
"Look who runs now," Tobias spat on the ground. "Now you will feel the full wrath and power of Splitter."
Tobias wound his sword arm around and around in a windmill. The sword's energy formed a shield-like fire. In mid-swing, he stopped the motion, pointing the blade at Darkin, who crouched in a defensive position. An arc of energy shot from the blade, slamming into Darkin, knocking him clean off his feet. He skidded across the floor and slammed into a low platform wall. The guests went into a frenzied panic. They rushed for the exit door. The grand chamber became a sea of chaos as the terrified horde busted through the guards. On the stage, Darkin lay on the floor, unmoving. Tobias, with triumph in his glowing eyes, advanced on the fallen man. He lorded over top of Darkin, mighty with power.
"I told you there would be a funeral today."
He lifted his sword to deliver the fatal blow.
"Goodbye, Darkin."
"Nath,"
Mayfon said in a helpless voice,
"do something."
Stone Smiter came down hard on the stone floor, making a sound like a clap of thunder. The chamber shook. People fell to the ground screaming. The members of the Black Hand stumbled on the stairs. Tobias staggered backward. Mayfon shouted,
"Brothers of the Wind, protect Darkin."
Chaos. Mayhem. There were no other words that could aptly describe the grisly scene that unfolded. The guests fought their way back to their feet and surged through the exit door. The elven brothers of the wind slipped concealed short swords from their sheaths and attacked the castle guards. The elves on the other side of the aisle sprang into action, blades in hand, attacking the brothers of the wind. They didn't have special braids or feathers woven into their hair like the brothers of the wind. Nath knew instantly they were Caligan. Dark elves, the wreckers of his world. He slipped aside from a piercing blade aimed at his neck and cocked back his hammer. Mayfon, dagger in hand, stabbed the dark elf in the heart.
"Are you going to stand there, or are you going to fight?"
she said to Nath. Mayfon darted away, locking arms with another dark elf fighter.
"Fight,"
Nath replied. Three orc guards rushed down the aisle at him with halberds lowered. Nath slid between the massive jabbing weapon heads. He punched an orc in the middle of the chest with a gauntlet of Goam. The breastplate covering the orc's upper body dented. The orc collapsed on the ground, clutching his ribcage and sucking for breath. Using the sledge in close quarters, Nath popped the second orc in the chin with the end of the handle. The orc's head rocked back. He rammed the sledge's head into the chest of the third orc. The beast of a man wailed and collapsed. Nath spun the sledge full circle with a flick of his wrist.
"You ugly things are too slow for me." He turned toward the stage. A mad rush of soldiers, men, orcs, and brigands plowed into him before he could turn loose a swing.
Limbs flailing, Nath collapsed under the sheer weight of numbers.
"Gads!"
Chapter 4. In all of his life, Haxaw had seen many things, but he'd never seen elves fighting elves. Back and forth, the Brothers of the Wind battled what he could only assume were the Caligan Nath had talked about. The cat-quick fighters fought one another, blade against blade, with vicious intensity, while at the same time battling the swarms of guards all around him. Keen-eyed, he still had trouble figuring out who was on whose side. With his sword green tongue in hand, he stabbed the first soldier that charged his way.
"Beware the green flicker," Haxaw said.
His elven form faded into the bearish form of a big man. Hacksaw battled his way through the fray of men, orcs, and elves, legs and steel driving toward the stage. It was the dwarf, Cullen, who caught his eye. They'd had a fight earlier that hadn't yet finished. The dwarf stood on the steps, battling an elf rushing the platform. Using his axe like the blade of a windmill, the powerful dwarf cut the elf down. Hacksaw shoved through the ranks at Cullen.
"Let's finish our dance, backstabber."
Cullen shoved the elf's corpse down the steps and gripped his axe in two strong hands.
"Gladly."
Hacksaw charged at the dwarf. He sliced downward. The blade shone in a green flash. Axe and sword collided with a resounding clang. Back and forth the towering man and burly dwarf fought, exchanging hard chops, thrusts, parries, and counterswings. Within moments, Hacksaw sucked in hard through his nose.
"Ye tire quickly, human."
Cullen chopped hard and quick at Hacksaw, his dark eyes set with murderous intent.
"I'm going to enjoy killing ye as much as I enjoy killing the elves. Yeah!"
The dwarf turned loose a mighty two-handed swing at Hacksaw's leg. Hacksaw parried. The jarring blow rang off Green Tongue, shaking his arms to the bone.
"Lords of Thunder, his arms are like iron."
Backpedaling, Hacksaw slid away from the heavy swings of the dwarf's deadly axe. Hacksaw was no slouch. His arms were as hard as oak from decades of chopping wood, but the dwarf was as stout as petrified black oak.
"Finesse, Hacksaw, finesse. Beat him with your mind, not your body. You're not a young man anymore."
He sucked in a quick breath. His lungs were burning.
"That's a pretty sword,"
Cullen said, gaining confidence and showing endless might behind his swings.
"It will make a fine addition to my collection." "And your beard'll make a fine addition to mine."
Hacksaw unleashed a series of quick thrusts. Cullen leaned back, flailing his battle axe at the flickering blade. Hacksaw changed tactics. He didn't slam his sword against the heavier axe. He slipped it away from the swing and shifted his feet, leaving Cullen swinging at air. Lunging forward, the dwarf overextended and lost balance, exposing his side. Hacksaw slashed the dwarf hard across the ribs. Cullen let out a roar of anger. Seething, he said in a roar,
"You'll pay for that!"
Holding his hand over his bloody side, Cullen came at Hacksaw with renewed ferociousness. The wicked-looking, razor-sharp battle-axe sliced at Hacksaw's belly. The old knight hopped back. He countered with a downward swing. Cullen didn't parry, but stepped under the swing, driving his shoulder like a battering ram into Hacksaw's chest. The charge knocked Hacksaw from his feet. He hit the ground on his back. Cullen chopped down at him. He rolled left. The axe bit into the ground and stuck. Hacksaw backhanded the dwarf in the jaw. It was like hitting a statue. Cullen puffed a laugh as he ripped his axe free from the floor.
"Only a fool punches a dwarf in the face."
Using his sword like a cane while he labored for breath, Hacksaw pushed himself back to his feet. He took a deep breath through his nose. Cutting trees had kept him strong over the years, but fighting for his life was another matter. This was life and death. His blood churned, but he was exhausted. Soldiers sagging, he squared up on Cullen.
"Let's just get this over with."
Cullen set his hard eyes on him.
"It's already over, human. You're just too dumb to know it."
Mayfawn watched a member of the Brothers of the Wind fly through the air and crash into a wall. The elf had been propelled by an unseen force. Her eyes swept through the chaotic sea of battling bodies. Elves, men, and orcs whacked at one another with rigorous strikes. There was confusion as they struck out at one another, uncertain of who was on whose side. Nath had disappeared underneath a heap of bodies in the aisle.
"I need to help him."
Hands aglow with mystic fire, she spread out her fingers. Pointing her hands at the orc soldiers rushing right at her, she turned loose her mystic fire. Flame-like energy erupted from her fingertips, covering the enemy soldiers in a burning wave of energy. The soldiers screamed as the fire danced over their bodies. Their weapons clattered to the floor. Frantically, they tried to pat the flames out. The fires extinguished underneath a powerful gust of wind. The soldiers moaned, wide-eyed, giving thanks to whatever they prayed to. Mayfawn glared at the source that had canceled out her spell. It was the woman, Virgo. The beautiful woman with short platinum blonde hair stood on the steps, her body shimmering with light. She tipped her chin at Mayfawn.
Little elf, you crossed the wrong sorceress today, she winked. Let's play.
Shards of energy erupted from Virgo's fingertips. As she crossed her arms in front of her, Mayfawn's mystic shield of green energy flared up in front of her body. The shards that Virgo fired skipped off the shield. Mayfawn sneered behind the translucent wall of protection. She didn't like the woman. There was something about how the woman carried herself that ate Mayfawn up. Perhaps it was knowing that Virgo had spent time with Nath and betrayed him that bothered her, even though that was what was supposed to happen. Whatever it was, she decided to let the anger feed her and turn it against the woman.
If that is your best, you're in for a very disappointing day.
Using her powers, Mayfawn propelled herself through the air, right at the wide-eyed Virgo, and slammed into her. Virgo screeched as they crashed into the steps.
What sort of sorceress are you that attacks with a flesh? Pathetic!
They wrestled over the floor and steps. Their entwined bodies, glimmering like the light of dawn, floated from the ground toward the ceiling. They went at it above while the fray of steel raged below. They bumped and rolled across the ceiling, trying to claw one another's eyes out.
I don't know what your game is, elven witch, but I'm going to kill you.
Mayfawn watched the woman's eyes flicker like lightning. She tried to tear free of the woman's grasp. A charge of energy swept through her entire body.
Gah!
Her back arched. She fell toward the ground, hit hard, and lay still. Chapter 5 Crushed underneath a pile of soldiers stabbing and punching at him, Nath thrashed and twisted. Daggers jabbed into his body armor and skipped off. Someone had hold of his hair, yanking hard and snapping his head back.
Get off me!
He yelled at the sweaty soldiers that struck at anything that moved, sometimes hitting one another.
I got him,
a brigand with droopy eyes said. He tried to rip Nath's hammer away.
And I'm taking this sledge once he's dead. Stab him, will you, somebody?
Nath headbutted the man in the nose. The brigand yelped. The rogue was another one of the men of Whispers who he'd seen disguised as a soldier earlier. The mere sight of the man made him angry. The orcs were even worse. Kicking and twisting like a wild animal, Nath kept his limbs free from being seized. In the close quarters, the sledgehammer was no good to him, but on his free left hand, the gauntlet of Goam blazed like fire.
I've had enough of this!
He punched an orc soldier in the belly. A whoosh of air exploded out of the orc's mouth. It left its feet and sailed across the aisle. The soldiers paused.
Did you see that?
One of the men said. Catching the soldiers with their mouths hanging wide open, Nath clobbered three at once with a haymaker swing. The men almost came out of their boots, flopping backward and colliding with the others. Back on his feet, Nath spun the hammer, creating a circle of light.
Who's next?
Someone tapped him on the shoulder.
I am.
Nath spun around and found himself face to face with Worm. The young, disheveled rogue looked at him with the same dull eyes.
You made a mistake coming after me, Worm.
Nath swung the hammer at him. Worm vanished into thin air. Nath shuffled around, expecting an oncoming rush of soldiers. Instead, he found himself face to face with Nina's fist. The punch in the face rocked him backward and sent him flat on his butt. The sledgehammer slipped from his fingers. Blinking, he shook his head and rubbed his jaw. He reached for the hammer. Worm reappeared over the sledge, snatched it up, and with a cackle tossed it to Nina. The towering woman glowered down at Nath.
You're a dead man.
The hammer rose and fell. Lying on his side, Darkin kicked out the moment Tobias approached. The sure-footed fencer hopped over Darkin's feet and laughed.
You missed, you pathetic fool, Tobias said as he renewed his advance, sword and eyes glowing. He coiled back his arm for the final lethal blow. For the life of me, I'll never understand what foolishness got into you, Darkin, but you crossed the wrong swordsman today.
He stabbed at Darkin. The blade sank inches into the man's chest, passing right through the hidden chain links of armor underneath his clothing.
Goodbye.
Darkin smiled like a crocodile. With one hand he grabbed Tobias's blade, squeezed hard, then wrenched it free of the man's grip. The glow in Tobias's eyes went out. His face turned ashen as Darkin rose.
I have no more use for you, Tobias.
What are you talking about? Tobias stood underneath Darkin's heavy stare like a wounded child. He looked at the stab wound in Darkin's chest.
You don't bleed.
Oh, I can bleed. I just don't want to.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?